USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says everyone in his caucus supports the additional aid. The New York Democrat called on President Trump to push his own party to get behind the effort.
Every Senate Democrat is for it, but unfortunately, we don't have the Republicans on board. Today, I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act.
The House also passed a measure to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. The president had rejected the annual defense funding package because it did not contain a provision to remove some legal protections for tech companies. The Senate will take up the matter when they return to Washington on Tuesday and are expected to pass the override as well. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Investigators said Sunday that the man who perpetrated the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville died in the explosion. They believe he wanted to cause more property destruction than hurt other people, but they have not commented on a motive for the suicide bombing. Former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt says investigators are looking at as many details about the bomber's life as they can. He tells CNBC that by digging into his background, they should be able to put together a picture of his motivation.
We know who did it, we know how he did it, but we all want to know the motive, and of course, when we learn the motive, that should tell us if anybody else was involved or not. So the FBI will do what they normally do in any type of a major situation like this, or police departments do. They're going to look at his friends. They're going to look at his telephone. They're going to look at his social media. They'll look at his mail. They'll look at his credit cards. Sometimes they even look at the dirt in the tires to see where the vehicle has been.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kids should be allowed to head back to the classroom following the holidays. That's according to the White House coronavirus testing czar. Tim Berg has those details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Admiral Brett Terrar, the White House coronavirus testing czar, expressed confidence that newly developed coronavirus vaccines will work against all strains, including the one discovered in the United Kingdom that has proven to be highly contagious. Gerard says studies are being done on the vaccine's safety for children, but he's encouraging parents to send their kids back to school even if they aren't inoculated.
I think it's very important for listeners to understand that getting children back to school right now is safe now. There's data upon data upon data that children could go back to school safely in person. There was a recent study in the MMWR that said of all the places children are likely to turn positive, school is not one of them. So it is safe and very important to get children back in school even before they are vaccinated. Now, with the community rates going down, we hope, after the holidays, because we're seeing that trend right now, and with vaccines, it'll be even safer because there'll be less spread in the community. But children do not need a vaccine to go back to school safely. It's vital for their health to get them back physically present as soon as possible.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.